Comedian!
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Show 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exceptional one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. This month is August, which means it is the anniversary month. That's right. 5 years ago this month, the J. Rouse Show Blog Talk Edition kicked off. And we've been running ever since. But let me tell you something. Tonight we have unfinished business, though. Here we go. Listen, guys. Tonight we're asking you, if you could interview blank, what would be the first question you would ask that individual? So if you could interview blank, and of course we will fill in the blank, what would be your first question to that person? All right, folks, you know how we get down. We have weather coming at you in about 30 minutes. We have the old school Get Hype song that happens in 30 minutes as well. Plus, we have a news update, which is happening in a matter of seconds, three-minute commentary. Everything is loaded and ready to go. The only thing that's left is for us to get the party started. So, T.O., you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do. T.O., you know what you got to do. Plus, I promise you guys, tonight we will definitely finish that conversation about the Stephen A. Smith remarks. We were supposed to talk about it on Wednesday. We didn't. We got it tonight. Let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man. It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is completing its operation to destroy cross-border tunnels from Gaza. In an address to his nation this afternoon, he said the Israeli military will continue operating according to its defense needs, and he called for international support.
I call on all responsible international leaders and decent people everywhere to stand with Israel now. Stand with Israel as it confronts Hamas. Stand with Israel as it defends itself against Hamas' deliberate and indiscriminate attacks on our civilians.
Meanwhile, Israel has been shelling the Gaza Strip, and rockets are being fired into Israeli territory from Gaza. The BBC's Martin Patience reports the heaviest attacks were in Rafah, where the Israeli military says Hamas fighters may be holding one of its soldiers captive.
Israel continues to bombard the southern town of Rafah as it carries out the search for its missing soldier. Palestinian health officials say dozens of civilians have been killed in the fighting there. They also say they've had to evacuate the main hospital because of Israeli shelling. Israel believes its soldier was captured yesterday during a Hamas ambush. but the militant group says it doesn't have any information on his whereabouts. Elsewhere in Gaza, Palestinian officials say there were more than 150 airstrikes overnight.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Beal. Some 400,000 people in northern Ohio are being warned not to drink the tap water. Toledo spokeswoman Lisa Ward says tests show dangerously high levels of toxic microcystins.
This was a spike that was not anticipated.
Ward says it comes, the toxin likely, from an algae bloom in Lake Erie.
It's kind of like right off where our pipe is, which is like several miles out in the lake to get the water from the intakes. That's normally not a problem. But for some reason, this particular formation of the algae bloom is right near the intake.
Residents are also warned boiling the water only intensifies the problem. Ohio's governor has declared a state of emergency and is ordering water to be distributed to affected areas. An American suffering from Ebola is now in one of this country's most sophisticated isolation units at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. A plane transported Dr. Kent Brantley from Liberia today. Infectious disease specialist Jay Varkey of Emory Healthcare says the medical team is well prepared to treat him.
The unit is actually designed to contain or to protect against infections above and beyond what's probably needed for Ebola. So as such, the team that's involved right now has been practicing for 12 years.
This is NPR News from Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
Oops, I did it again. Yep, I got caught up in my hampy trance. Now, what do I mean by that? Every now and then, I will go on YouTube, and I will begin to watch all the happy videos. Now, I have not watched the 24-hour happy video, but I get caught up in watching these things, and they're so fascinating to me, folks, because I don't know what it is about that song, but that song genuinely makes me happy. And what really gets me is the fact that people all over the world are in tune and in line with this song. It is an amazing thing to watch. Now, I got upset at my daughter the other day because she says, "Dad, you play that thing too long. Why do you play that song all the time? That song is old. That song is this. It's old. He hasn't made anything since he made Happy." Listen, I say, "Sweetie, you don't understand that this song is bigger than just a regular song. The fact that you have one common thing, what's fascinating to me is the fact that you have one common song that can bring the world together like this song, Happy." And I know I'm not trying to make this some type of international event. I'm not trying to say that all of a sudden we have world peace. I'm just saying for the 3 to 4 minutes that that song is on, it just seems to me that everyone is in tune. You know, I watched his interview, Pharrell's interview with Oprah, and how he started tearing up and he started crying. And Oprah, her fake ass, "Oh, I know what you mean. I feel it too, yes. I feel it too." But Pharrell's definition was similar to what my train of thought is, or my mindset on this thing. He says, "Look, I never would have imagined that this song would take off the way it did. You have school children in Detroit doing this. You have people from freaking Dubai, China, South Africa. I mean, it is amazing. When you get an opportunity, folks, I'm telling you, if you want to feel good about what's going on in your life, you need to go and check out some of the happy videos. It's amazing. And let me tell you something. I would really like to do a happy video in December when the TJR's radio family gets together. Oh, man, in Vegas, can you imagine us? I can start off. See, crazy, what I'm about to say. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Listen, I don't care what's going on in your day. I don't care what's happening in your life right now. If you need a picker-upper, just go to YouTube, type in Happy, and sit back and watch how this song has inspirized a world. That's my word, inspirized. I made it up. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what?
I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, what's crack-a-lack-a, man? What's crack-a-lack-a?
Bruh, as usual, not a damn thing is crack-a-lacking, my brother, from another mother. What's happening in your world today, Mr. Elias?
Oh, man, we're going to see the James Brown movie, man. It was awesome. Awesome.
It was awesome. So you liked that movie? I was going to ask you about that. So you did go see the James Brown movie, and you liked it.
I really did. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. You know, James Brown was a force to be reckoned with, and I enjoyed the movie.
But see, here's the problem when you betray people who have been in the spotlight for a very long time. It's hard because you're so used to seeing this individual, right? And so, to me, it's hard for anyone to come. I can't go watch it because that guy don't look nothing like James Brown. He don't look like him.
Okay, so what? He didn't look nothing like him, but the story was about him, man.
But that don't have to see if he don't look like him, then I can't go see it.
Why not? Why can't you go support the movie?
Mr. Elias, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's the fact that he does not look like... Okay, he doesn't look like him. Let me tell you something. I've never seen the movie Ali, because you're talking about two of the most recognizable people, right, in our generation, with Muhammad Ali and Will Smith. Will Smith don't look nothing like Muhammad Ali. So it's hard for me to believe that.
It doesn't matter. It's the acting, man. Hell. What about the acting? Did you go see Malcolm X? Did you see Malcolm X?
Well, yeah, because Denzel Washington looked like Malcolm X.
No, he does not. He does not look like Malcolm X. Stop it.
Are you
he
nuts?
Does not look nothing like Malcolm X.
Are you serious? You're joking, right?
As a whole. No, I'm
oh, my God. You know what, man? You're joking. There's no way you can sit here and tell me that in the movie Malcolm X that Denzel Washington did not look like Malcolm X. You can't tell me that. Well, because you're saying that because it's just me. You're lying.
No, I'm not lying. Hell, I know what the hell I'm saying. He didn't look like Malcolm X.
Hey, man, get the bass out your damn voice, Negro. Man, you know, let's move on. Black ass.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot, you get bothered, and every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing fabulous.
Doing great.
All right, first question. When you saw the movie Malcolm X, did Denzel Washington, didn't he look like Malcolm X in that movie? Rich,
not like exactly like him.
He's not going to look exactly like him, Rich, because he's not him. But I'm saying, when you saw them, did he not look like that guy?
I mean, not really.
Oh, God, you know what?
I mean, what?
Maybe it's me.
The glasses and the...
It is you. Hell, it is.
Maybe it's me. Because let me tell you something. He looked like Malcolm X. He favored Malcolm X.
To you, he looked like
him. And for you two blind-ass people to say that is ridiculous.
We're blind.
I can't believe. Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, my God.
Because you got your ammo leaving stuff. That's
no,
crap.
It's hell yes.
Crap.
It's a fact.
No,
I mean, his favorite Malcolm X. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not arguing with you.
He had the same rim glasses he had on him. But he was much
yes.
Malcolm X. Malcolm
oh,
X
my Lord. Listen, guys. Okay, first of all, okay, you two. First of all, there's no way he's going to look exactly like him. Because he's not him. But when you look at the way he looked, the way they did, he looked like Malcolm X. And you guys are telling me he looked more like Malcolm X than that guy looks like James Brown. How about that?
That makes a big ass difference to me.
Oh, that's whatever. We're moving on. You
hi there. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood Square.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
See, look, see, you see, she didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you be today, sweet darling?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rich Sister. Hey, L.E.S. Hey, Jay.
Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, baby, how you
wonderful.
Doing?
Wonderful.
Okay. You heard the
yes.
debate.
Yeah, I heard
okay.
the debate.
Your thoughts?
He looks like he, this is the thing. When you're playing a person's part of a person, trying to be that person, whoever's doing James Brown has to, first of all, definitely know how to dance like James Brown. And you got to
right.
call that person in to you. He's not going to look like James Brown. He probably looks like a younger James Brown. But he doesn't look like the older James Brown. But as long as he can do the mannerisms and everything, that'll trick your
he
mind
does.
Into thinking it looks
job.
Like him. That's what it is. It's just a game. It's just a game. And
he
you
don't
so,
sound
you,
like
you
him.
Get into things. Jay, you get
yes,
into things too far.
He
you
does.
You get too
like
far
James
into
Brown.
Things. Yeah, you get too
okay.
far into things.
Let me ask you this.
That's
let me ask
you
this.
Spoil it. You spoil it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
ask you this. Did Malcolm X look like, did Denzel Washington look like Malcolm X?
Actually, no, Denzel Washington didn't look like Malcolm X, but he called his spirit out. But he called
that's
his spirit
brilliant.
Out. Right. And you would have thought, you would have thought that was Malcolm X.
I don't see how y'all
had,
okay.
that, look, he had Malcolm X's. Game. He had Malcolm X's mannerism down. He studied. Now that's two different people. Denzel Washington studies people. He's the OG. So you can't compare them to. You're not gonna be able to compare them to.
Oh,
that's
okay. Let me ask you this then.
All of us are blind except for your ass.
You know what? That's crazy. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, the guy favored Malcolm X. He looked more like Malcolm X than that guy looked like James Brown. The hell with what are y'all saying?
Because Denzel acted more like Malcolm X, so you believed he looked more like Malcolm X. That's what it is. It's not about the look. Can't nobody look like nobody. Can't nobody look like nobody?
Well, we know that, duh.
Well, you act like, well, he doesn't look anything like him. But if they got a guy that looks just like James, look, if they got a guy that looks like James Brown, but he can't like, dance like James Brown, it's not going to work. You're going to have to get somebody who can dance like James Brown. That's what you're going to, that's what people are going to be looking for. That's what people are going to be looking for.
Versatility as an actor.
James Brown.
No, he didn't. Not from the clips I saw. The hell with you. All
right,
if you listen to
the
show, you know what time it is.
I say pay attention.
Woo!
10 good minutes.
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 All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Wan. And 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind. And, you know, listen, I'm done with that argument because, once again,
you lost
am I? Okay, let me ask you this then. Did Jamie Foxx look like Ray?
No.
Nobody called the spirit out. He didn't do that.
He sure did look like Ray.
He looked like Ray to you. I'm done with it.
Because Ray looked like Ray. James Brown looked like James Brown.
You're too far into this. You have the favor of the person. I cannot believe it. Can't nobody ever play you then, because I don't know nobody else to look like you. And see, on that note, we're not talking to you no damn more. Thank you very much.
Thank God, Miss Terry. You're 100% right. Hell yeah.
Hey, shut up, Miss Terry. Somebody's talking to you.
Damn that. You're right, Miss Terry. Hell. Damn. He hadn't even seen the movie. Don't know what the guy did. I saw the previews.
He don't sound like James to me. He don't even favor James Brown.
He sounds just like James Brown.
No, he does not to me, doesn't he? Like,
how do you know? Did you see it?
I saw the trailer.
I don't care if you saw the trailer or not. Go see the movie.
Man, you gonna make me bust your ass, man. You gonna make me bust your ass. Oh, my God. Why everybody trying to bring the mean out of me today?
Go ahead, Ernest. Hell.
No, don't bring him. All right, look. The hell with that. All right, let me tell you. Okay, let me tell you what happened to me today. This is what I really wanted to talk about in 10 good minutes, but leave it to Mr. Elias to get me all fired up. All right, here's the deal. Listen. Now, and I have a question for y'all. It just seems to me, and I don't know if my friend listens to the show or not. I hope he doesn't, because I got to talk about this, because I'm perplexed today. I really am. Mm. All right, look, good friend of mine, not a real good friend. He's an eye guy. You know, he's a cool cat. He calls me this morning, and he says, hey, man, he said, I wouldn't call you unless I really had to. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Now, I did not know this. He had been laid off from his job for about 3 months, right? So he's laid off his job, and he says to me, dude, I can't pay my rent. And I'm like, what? And so I go over to his house early this morning, right? And I get there. And he says, man, you know, he's crying, right? Mm-hmm. And his wife and kids, oh, man, it was a very disturbing scene this morning for me. It was very, I was traumatized. So I get it, he's crying. I'm like, dude, you know, what's up? Because it's hard for a man to cry for another man. It really and truly is. When a man cries in front of another man, that means he is at his wit's end. He don't know what to do. So he tell me, look, he hasn't had his rent paid by August 6th. Are they going to throw his ass out of his apartment? And his wife and kids. And I'm saying, oh, my damn, here we go. So when I got there, I'm talking to him. He's telling me what he's been doing. He's been trying and all this other stuff, right? So I asked the brother for a bottle of water. He goes in the refrigerator, Mr. Elias. Man, there's nothing in the refrigerator but a couple of freaking cans and some hot dogs.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I said, I tell you what, man. I said, I'm going to go ahead. Let me go to the bank. I'm going to go get the money, right? So I go get the money. And I said, you know what? It's on my heart now. I said, I can't. He got a little baby. I said, man, I said, I tell you what. I'm going to go and buy some groceries too, right? I'm going to do that. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not made out of money. But at the same time, you know, you just can't see people. Mr. Elliott knows this. We've helped people here that's been in similar situations. So I go to Walmart, right? I'm at Walmart. I'm buying groceries. I have my headphones in, Mr. Elliott. So all of a sudden, this girl walks up to me, and she's talking to me, right? And I can't hear what she's saying because I got my headphones on. So she says, excuse me. She says, can you help me feed my kids? I said, huh? And it threw me off, right? I said, excuse me? She said, can you help me feed my kids? Here she was with three kids. And I said, I was so confused. I said, what do you mean by that? She said, and she started looking at her grocery bag, right? She had a shopping cart. I'm saying, what the hell's going on today? So I said, okay, here's what I'm thinking about, Mr. Elliott, as this is going on. I'm saying, first of all, and I shouldn't say this, y'all pray for me. She has tattoos. Pray for me, please. She has tattoos. Yeah. I'm saying, okay, if you can afford to buy tattoos, I mean, what the hell is up with this? But you know what? Maybe she bought the tattoos. Maybe she bought the tattoos and everything was going well for her, right?
And she might have not have bought the tattoos. She might have, somebody might have knew somebody and they just did the tattoos.
Maybe
they
jail tattoos.
Right.
You never know. All right. So here we go. So I'm looking. But then I'm thinking, how are you going to walk in the store and grab a shopping cart and start putting groceries in it? And by the way, you know, I was in the cookie aisle, and that's why I saw her ass. I'm like, damn.
There you go.
What the hell you doing in the cookie aisle? You know? So then I said, you know what? I said, sweetie, I tell you what. Because I'm thinking to myself, I can't do this. I said, okay, look, I tell you what. I said, look, I don't carry cash on me, sweetie, but I'll give you all the cash I have on me. Because I didn't think I had any cash on me, right? I look in my little wallet, Mr. Elias, man, I got like $90 in that thing, right? I'm like, uh-oh. I'm not giving her $90, right? So I reached in. I said, oh, okay, sweetie, I have a 20. Here you go. She said, God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And she took off. A part of me feels guilty because I told her I would give her all the cash in my pocket. But at the same time, I was already there on a rescue mission for my boy. And just to finish that story out, so I get there. I give him the money so he can go pay his rent so he won't get kicked out. I take the groceries in there. His wife is crying. They kissing on me and everything. I said, look, man, I think I can get you a job. You know, give me your resume. I think I can get you squared away. So, okay. Now, I almost took 10 minutes to tell the damn story. But, I am so tripping behind this. I just don't know what to do or say. I said, you know what? I got to bring this up today. So we have a few minutes. Miss Terry, let me ask you. Was I wrong for not giving that girl all the cash that I had on me when I told her that I would?
Well, as long as you gave her something, you know, you are already on a mission from God in the first place. So the Lord threw that one in and gave her something. You don't understand the message here. I know you don't. You don't go to church.
Hold on, don't be trying to talk
and
over
so,
me. Don't be talking to me like I'm a third grader. Don't be talking to me like I'm a third grader. You don't, him don't know, bless his heart. Don't be talking to me like I'm a little damn third grader.
You did more than somebody else would do. Did what your heart told you to do, and that's just what that's it is what it is.
But I lied.
Well, you didn't give her the whole thing, but would you have gave her the whole thing? Once you looked at it, would you have gave her the whole thing? You know, you give
I told
what
her
you
I would
give, and that's it.
I told her I would give her all the cash on my possession.
So you sure you didn't? Because I ain't never not knew what was in a bag with money in it. I know exactly how much.
I did not. I was fooled because I thought I had $20 in there, and I looked behind another credit card, and it was some old 20s rolled up. I'm like, oh damn, oh damn,
ooh.
I can't give her all this. So,
well, you gave her 20, and she was appreciative of that, and I'm pretty sure you paid what was in the basket. And,
no, I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, you didn't?
No, I saw her in the middle of the aisle. That's what I'm trying to tell. No, her basket was full. I'm like, man, I'm here buying stuff for this dude, and, you know, So anyway, all right, shoot me an email, thejrockshowalive.com. I'd love to get your comments on this, and I don't know. A part of me is saying, damn, you dirty sucker. You told me you'd give all the money, but you didn't. But I was already there. This dude, I just paid for this dude rent, and I just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm buying some groceries. Now, he didn't know I was buying the groceries, but when I saw he go grab, it was only like four waters in there. He gonna give me one, and, you know, there's a couple of damn cans of food and some damn hot dogs. I'm like, this dude got two young kids.
Right.
I'll tell you what, we got to step out. Hold your thought, Rich Sister. We'll talk about it on the other side. Okay, look, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, check this guy out. I'm telling you, he is one of the baddest boys out there. Old school hip-hop, he's the man. All right, so check him out. You can hit him up at www.hitthemusic.com, or you can go to Twitter and hit him up, or you can call him at 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. We have a jam-packed show. We have to talk about the Stephen A. remarks, Stephen A. Smith remarks. We have to get into our QOD, and I want to finish this conversation on the other side. You're listening to the J-Rod Show Saturday edition. Don't go nowhere, folks. URL is changing right now. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Time for weather.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Earth is bringing heavy bands of rain and tropical storm force winds to the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico as well. Primarily southern portions of Puerto Rico around Ponce over to Mayagüez are getting some heavy rain, although it is beneficial because they have had actually unusually dry weather here for the tropical season. Earth is going to continue to advance to the west-northwest at about 22 miles per hour, and that would bring it into the southern Bahamas for early tomorrow morning, and then throughout the day there will be heavy bands of rain there as well. Now it could be beneficial, but at the same time it has caused power outages across the island of Puerto Rico, so it could certainly do the same in the Bahamas. Fortunately, it's going to start to shift to the northeast on Tuesday. There's a brief period where it'll strengthen and could possibly become a category 1 hurricane, but as you can see, that is going to be well offshore of Florida and the rest of the southeast coast. So our primary impacts are just going to be really rough seas and some dangerous rip currents. And you see right here, it's already pretty active. Lots of tropical moisture streaming in from the south. And on top of that, there's this low pressure near the mid-Atlantic moving to the northeast. It's keeping this area very, very active.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Beef jerky time.
Well, would you rather I go out and rob some elderly person? Steal? Either way, I'm gonna get high. But I really hate having to resort to knocking elderly people in the head for their money. But I'll do it. I'll do it. You know I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. You know I'll do it. I like getting high. I'm a crackhead.
What are you, ignorant?
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You are listening Welcome to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn, you know, I should know that's coming.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Saturday edition. You can get in when you fit in. Phone lines are now open. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, child?
Man, what's crack-a-lack?
Nothing, brother. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, this is Georgia James Brown movie today.
Okay, good for you. Rich Sisters in the house. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Thank you very much. Of course, the very lovely Miss Terry's in the house. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Hey.
You know what, folks? Before the break, matter of fact, during 10 minutes, we were talking about a situation that happened to me earlier today. We're going to get into that. Plus, we're going to talk about the Stephen A. Smith remarks. Now, we're not a latecomer to the party. We've talked about it before, but some new news and some new information has come up, and I wanted to throw that around. Plus, we got to get the QOD. We have a lot to get into. But, Mr. Elias, man, before we do that,
yeah,
that song by Rude Boys, man, I mean, whatever happened to them, man, that used to be my jam, bro.
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you what had to happen to them. I know it meant a lot.
Where's Men of Large? Oh, you bring it up, Miss Ellis. What'd you say?
They're on the J. King Network.
Oh, they were on this show, huh? Okay.
No, they do a show on the J. King. That's Lynn Tolliver's nephews.
Although, I didn't know that. Wow. Learn something new every day.
Those are his nephews. Lynn Tolliver's.
All right, let's say hello to some folks. I want to get out here on tag. I haven't been on tag in a couple of weeks. Let me get out here and say hello to some people. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have in the chat, dog? Let's say hi to a couple of people before we get this party started. Right.
Sure. Say hello to the people in the chat. Because it's like, we got Justice System. Which sister?
Who?
With us and a bunch of guests. Injustice System.
Injustice System. Why does that sound familiar? Huh. Okay. All right. Well, what's happening here, Justin?
We got
guests. Glad you're in the house. Hello, guests. Glad you guys are in the house as well. I want to say what's up to Maria. Hey, Maria. I see you, girl. How you doing, baby? Also, somebody we haven't heard from in a long time, Marietta Music. She's listening. Hello, Marietta Music.
Hey,
how are
Marietta,
you, baby?
What's up, baby?
Okay, come on in the chat room, girl. We miss you.
You know, the Justice System is a crazy old man, Jay.
The crazy old man. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
boy, that guy.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. Get out of here. What's happening, crazy old man?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Right. Wow.
He used to be with us back in the day, man. I mean, a long time ago. Wow. Well, welcome back in, man.
Right.
Appreciate it. Good to see him. Yeah, tell him to put his information out there so we can, you know, tell everyone else who's listening from other areas. And because I know he's probably still active, man. I like Crazy Old Man. He's a good guy, man. Good guy. Glad he's in the house. Now, before the break, I talked about a situation that happened to me. Now, I'm going to make it real quick because I know Rich Sister, I want to hear y'all comments on this. Situation was, had a friend. He needed rent money, so I said I'd pay his rent. While I went to his house this morning to talk to him, I noticed in his refrigerator he didn't have any food. He didn't say anything to me. I said, okay, let me go to the bank and get the money. And then I decided to stop by the store and buy groceries. While I was in the grocery store, this young lady approached me
with a basket full of food and three kids, and, you know, she was looking all crazy looking. She said, you know, can you help me feed my kids? And I'm like, huh? And so I said, I tell you what, I'll give you all the cash I have on me, because I didn't think I had no more than $20-$25 on me. When I opened my wallet, there were about 90 bucks in there, and I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not giving this chick no $90. Because who goes to a store and puts food in the basket with no money? And so, but I said, you know what? I said, hey, here's $20. Take the $20 and roll. So now, Rich Sister, I felt bad because I felt like I lied to this. Well, I did lie to her. I didn't feel like it. I lied to her. So your thoughts on that story?
Well, definitely, first and foremost, don't beat yourself up.
I'm not going to do that. Me too.
On one hand. No, well, I'm just saying. Because I understand you were kind of taken aback with her after, like you said, already was on a rescue mission here. But you could have, you know, all you had to do was tell her, you know what, I'm not going to be able to give you all the, I'm going to give you 20. I hope this helps. You know, you could have just, you know, I'm just saying, you could have just told her, you know what, I'm not going to be able to give you all, I have more than one. Just, I can help you out with 20.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
You could have checked.
No, I'm with you on that.
And you could have been like, you know what, just been honest with her. I was like, you know what, I'm really not going to be able to do that. I'm going to have to just give you 20, and I hope that helps. See, I would feel bad if you didn't, like, give her anything for whatever reason. Got cheap all of a sudden. But, you know, but as long as you gave her something, you know, to help out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I appreciate it. And, of course, I would love to hear from you all. Just, matter of fact, you can shoot me a private message. I'm monitoring both sites, so you can shoot us an email to jrileshow@live.com and love to get your thoughts on it. Yes, Mr. Elias, your thoughts.
My thoughts, man? Man. Wow. Sometimes God throws us things to see how we're going to react to them, man. So, hey, look, I like the movie. I watched the movie Idlewild. And you said, who throws groceries in a basket? Who does that? It's a scene in Idlewild when Sister Tyson's down this road, and she's parked on this road, right? And when she's parked on this road, she blocks Big Boy from going to where he's supposed to be going. And he gets
she does
out,
what?
And he's got gang. She blocks his way from where he's supposed to be going.
Who
right?
Blocks so, whose way, Mr. Elias?
Big Boy from Outkast. The movie Idlewild. Have you ever seen
okay,
the movie
I never heard of that movie. Okay, but all right. Okay.
Okay, it's a movie with Outkast. So she's blocking his way. So he's like, you know, he gets out because his gangster's chasing him, but, you know, he grabs his gun and he walks up and sits with Tyson sitting there. And she says, he says, ma'am, what are you doing here? She said, I don't know. God just told me to load my truck up and drive down this road and sit here and wait. And, he said, well, why are you waiting here? She said, I don't know. God just told me to do that. Well, what he does, he reaches in his pockets and he gives her $20 and $30. And she says, you know, you're the reason God told me to come here and wait. And then she reaches in to give him his Bible, and she gives it back to him. Gives him the Bible. And when she gives the Bible to him, he gives her a knot of money. It says here, she said, you are the angel that has just truly blessed me. So you never know what happens as far as that goes, man. You were truly an angel to bless that lady with $20. But, you know, you never know. Yeah, you have to
I thought you were going to say something bad. Okay, all right, okay. All right.
You
truly,
you know,
I'm sorry?
I digress. Nothing, I didn't say
anything. You can go to hell. How about that? Go to hell. How about that? Just sorry, Sam. Like, I can't stand your ass. Let's get out to the phone line.
Man, I'm glad you helped.
Man, shut up. Whatever. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, my brother?
We got the real D on the line with us, Jay.
Oh, hey, baby. How you doing, girl? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm on my way to have dinner at Flavor's Jamaican Grill. A friend of mine opened his restaurant last month.
Uh-oh.
And he told me if I come down there today, since it's my birthday, he's going to treat me. So
damn.
I'm ready to go have my birthday dinner.
And you know what? And since you called it, you know how we do. Hey, Miss Elliott, is this time for, hey, look, hey, I can't wait to do it. Yeah!
Well, it's been a few years since you were born, and we're so glad you came into our time.
We are so glad, baby!
So close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Oh man. Oh, so how old are you? How old are you? Oh, you're not gonna answer that question. Okay, no problem.
I told
you. She said it. You blocked it. She said it.
She said what?
She said
it. I'm 5'3" and when I was at Great America a couple of weeks ago, the guy guessed that I was 34. So I must be doing something right.
Hello.
Did you have your boobies out when he said that? Was he just trying to get a piece, or what was going on with that? I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know, but okay. I don't know, but my son's 34. So
I'm
glad that
I
look like I could be his sister.
Ah, hell. All right. Okay, look real, Delia. All right, now, listen, you heard my story, right? First of all, let me ask you the movie question, all right? I don't know if you were listening then, but here's the movie question.
I was.
Okay, so now, what are your thoughts on that? Didn't Denzel favor Malcolm X?
Not as much as you think he does, because Denzel stays quite a bit longer than Malcolm X. Malcolm X is
he's not gonna look exactly like him. He's not gonna look exactly like him because he's not him.
But I got one for you. Did you see the Jackson Stackley movie where Lawrence Hilton Jacobs played Joe Jackson?
He don't look like Alonzo. Alonzo. I beat the kids, Alonzo. You say that he looked like Joe. You know what? He favors him, but it didn't.
No, he doesn't. I've seen Joe Jackson, and don't insult Lawrence Hilton Jacobs like that, please. Because I'm trying to be a faithful listener, but you hurt my feelings right now.
Well, I'm saying around the eyes. Around the eyes,
not,
he did
not,
favor him
not,
a little
not
bit.
Around,
no?
Not around nothing. And Andrew Bassett doesn't look like Catherine Jackson either.
Well, I tell you what.
Okay,
let me ask you this. So are you telling me that Jamie Foxx did not resemble a young Ray Charles?
No.
You know what? Jamie Foxx is so talented, and so is Denzel, that after a certain point, you start thinking you looking at Ray Charles. But at the beginning, no.
No.
But he looks more like Ray Charles than Denzel looked like Malcolm X, for sure.
And they both look more like their characters than that damn dude that plays James Brown.
But you know what? I hope that Mr. Elias doesn't give up any spoilers, because I'm going to go see that movie in the morning.
It is good, dear.
I wish I'd have thought I'd tell your ass.
Tomorrow.
I'll spoil it for your ass.
I love you all, but I got to go get my birthday dinner.
Go get your birthday dinner, girl. Love you, baby.
Enjoy. I'm having Jamaican food, and I just love it.
Oh, that's Jamaican life. Funk. That's what it is. I got to get into you. Hey, listen, you didn't ask me to sing happy birthday to you. Do you? Would you like me to serenade you with a birthday song before you go?
I would love to have a man serenade me on my birthday.
Here it comes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, real dear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby. Did you like that girl?
So
that's almost as bad as what's the name singing the J. King father. That's
you a damn liar. You have told me like that. You a damn liar. It ain't even close.
No.
Don't
bring that.
But Mr.
Elias, you can do the same if you like.
Mr. Elias.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
boo.
Birthday to you.
Oh, my
happy
Lord.
Happy birthday. Real deal, yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Well, you know, I'm a woman of certain age, so I'm over here getting overheated. I'm all sweating. So I'm going to have to...
Oh, my baby, enjoy your
I feel like those women on Gone with the Wind and Snow Magnolias. I think I have the vapors.
Oh, baby, yes you do, girl. Let me give you a big birthday kiss.
That's vapors, all right.
There you go, girl.
Okay,
take that to your Jamaican damn restaurant. Tell them that you got a big kiss from J. Rock.
From Big Daddy Yum Yums. Okay.
Oh, that's who I am, girl. That's who I am. Yes. All right, baby. Look, enjoy, sweetheart. Happy birthday to you. And we are so glad that you are a faithful listener. Matter of fact, we're dedicating this show to you tonight because it's all about you. Huh?
Okay.
Sorry,
all
girl.
Right,
all right, take care. God bless.
God bless you, Dave.
Man, I love her, man. When I tell you I love her, I love her. You know, her spirit, you know, she taught us a new word a while back. I'm telling you, man, I love her. I love her. I love her. I just adore her. I just do. I just do. All right, we're going to take
a
break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the QOD, the question of the day. We're going to talk about this whole thing with women hitting men. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. All that is coming up next. You're listening to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this.
Every day, 4 children die from child abuse and neglect. Abused children can't do magic, but you can. If you even suspect abuse, call the Child Abuse Hotline. Make child abuse disappear.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Guten Tag.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
intoxicated by my man. I don't know what he does to me, but I'm captivated by his scam. I make my way to this party and catch him passing by. It's all lost in gas. Yeah, sitting here right across the bar, reminiscing and wanting us. I don't know why you do me wrong, I gave you my heart and all. You sit here flaunting me, deny me, and I don't like this game. You hurt me inside.
I don't think I'm ready for a change in my heart. No, it's not the same. I don't think I'm ready for a change in my heart. No, it's not the same. I don't think I'm ready for a change in my heart. No, it's not the same. I don't think I'm ready for a change in my heart. I can do better than
something like this. Hit it.
Here we go. So now let me go to Momo B. Momo B, baby.
Thank you.
We need to know three parts of the male's body that you would not put your mouth, girl.
Three parts of the male body that I will not
put your mouth on, girl. Lips on. Yes.
Here we go.
Ding dong.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Let me think. Okay. Anything I will not Momo be. Let me answer it in a complete sentence.
Stop,
Mr. Elias. Momo B will not put her mouth on anything that has hair on it. If it has hair on it. I will pass. Thank you very much.
What's that
If it has hair on it, it is not meant for the mouth. Okay? Now, number two, Momo B will not put her mouth on anything that has any kind of crack. Number three, Mama Bean will not put her mouth on anything that has liquid squirts.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
You know what time it is.
Brother, what we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow. Welcome back in. 347-8501-272 is our calling number. 347-8501-272. J. Ryle Show Saturday Edition. Speaking of Momo B, she has decided to join us. Hello, Momo. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. Hi, Mr.
Elliot.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Momo.
Hi, Momo B.
Hi, sister. How you doing?
We got a reverb or something going on.
Okay, wait. Don't say nothing. Hold on. I was trying something new, but I guess it ain't working.
No, it's not working at all. And it's still not working, whatever the hell you were trying to do.
Hello? Are you hearing me now?
Oh, damn. There it is. Hello, Momo.
Hi. I am so glad to be here. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it, but where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Guys,
God bless you, girl.
I learned that once or twice when I went to church. Yes.
Oh, my God. That was a long time ago when churches was outside of the tree. Thank you very much. All right. So glad you're in the house, Momo. Glad you're here. All right.
I'm glad
because we're definitely about to get into.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We're not going to ask if you're running from the law. That's just your business between you, God, and the cops. We're going to let you have that. All right. So Rich Sister's in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
I'm doing great.
Of course you are. Miss Terry is here. Hello, Miss Terry.
Hey.
Of course, my boy, Miss Ellie. Yes. Holding it down as always. All right, look, we haven't gotten into the QOD yet, which is pretty odd, but we have so much to do. We have a lot to talk about. So I wanted to go back to something that we had talked about a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the remarks that Stephen A. Smith made about females and males. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing her, obviously, he said, look, bottom line is, is that there's no way, under no circumstances, should a man put his hands on a woman. He says, however, if she provokes him, don't do anything that's going to provoke him to do it. So in other words, don't get in his face. Don't be talking crazy. Don't be punking him out, because you're liable to catch a beat down. And everybody went crazy, and he was suspended for 1 year. I'm sorry, for 1 week. I'm sorry.
1 week. Yeah.
So now, but on Sunday, so I was listening to this, Mr. Elias, on our Saturday show last Saturday. And so on the serious side, it was a topic for the serious side, because that's a serious situation. You know, domestic violence, that's not something that you take lightly. And right. Our colleague Jerome said, he said, wait a minute. If a female slapped me, I think you have every right in the world to slap her ass back. If it's unprovoked. And so he said there's a difference between domestic abuse than defending yourself from somebody who is smacking you upside your head. And I said, hey, you have a point. That being said, let me open up the conversation. Momo B, it sounded like you almost choked on your tongue, so we will allow you to have the first crack at what I just said. Your thoughts?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, I'm surprised. The reason why I gasped is because I'm surprised that Jerome would say such a thing. I always thought so highly of him.
He's one of my favorite people.
But secondly, I just want to throw this out there because I did have a chance. The last time you brought this up on the last show, I didn't actually hear what Stephen said out of his own mouth. I just heard what people were saying that he said. So what I did was I went back and I listened to it for myself.
Did you hear it? Because I have it.
Mouth. Yes, I have it. Heard it out of his own mouth. Okay. And when you hear it out of his own mouth, it's totally different than how they are portraying it. And when I heard it out of his own mouth, I don't think he should have been suspended for saying what he said. And the reason why is because he started off with, if the lady who got beat up or attacked or hit or whatever, knocked out, if she was my sister or my daughter or my niece or any relationship to me, he would have to go see that man, like go handle his business.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He would definitely have to go do that. Now, and that's what he went on to say. Now, he tells the females in his family, try not to, you know, provoke any situation. Because it's different when you all big and bad and you in a man's face and he slaps you and then you run and tell your brother and your uncles and your cousins, now they got to, you know, handle theirs and end up in jail when you was all up in this man's face. So he was, what I got from what he was saying is, you know, men shouldn't hit women, period. If a man ever hit anybody in my family, I'm going to have to handle that man. But I tell my people, don't be provoking the men either. Don't provoke the men, and I got to go clean up your mess. Because that's not fair. It's not fair.
So it's how is that any different from what Jerome said?
I know, because Jerome is saying if the woman hit the man has the right to hit the woman back. That's what Jerome said, straight up. Straight up. Jerome, as what you're telling me, I don't know, I didn't hear Jerome's whole conversation, but Steve definitely said it is not right for him to do that. You shouldn't do that. It's not right under any circumstances. He said that. He said it quite a few times before he said what else he had to say. So my whole thing with that situation is, this little talk show they're on, is they're, most of the time they're debating back and forth about different topics.
Yeah, first date, yeah.
How are you going to have a debate show and then get mad when somebody voices their opinion? That's different from the norm, quote unquote. I'm like, what? You want a debate show and you can't give your opinion and you're debating? Is it like a debate show? People just said, so they have plenty of debates back and forth.
I think the reason why it really got off track a little bit is because of the fact that people, and this is the reason why Jerome opened my eyes to this thing, Miss Elias, because, you know, we're not saying if a female is in a situation where she's getting her ass beat all the time, and I brought up the example on the serious side of a documentary that I had saw, that I had seen, I guess that's the right English, the proper grammar to use, where this man would beat his wife's ass. If she didn't have dinner ready, that ass got tapped. And then it got so bad where his son started tapping the mama's ass. She was a damn prisoner in her own house. That's different. When it's different. There's a difference between domestic abuse, right, than a female walking up on you and slapping your ass, like the woman who slapped the bubblicious out my damn mouth. I should have choked the hell out of that heifer, but I didn't. I said, hey, I'm a man. I know I can kick her ass, even though it's in doubt right about now because she's hit me with some good overhead rights right about now. But I know I can beat her down. I'm not going to touch her. I just held her down and shook the hell out of her ass and still got thrown in jail. I didn't get thrown in jail. I got taken down to the police department. But my point is, Jerome said, look, if she goes square up on you like that, then you need to take her down. And so let me ask, Miss Terry said something at the end of our last show, and Miss Terry, it sounded like you agreed with that statement, Miss Terry.
No.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, please don't. What I'm saying is you can't provoke a person. You can hear me, right? Because my phone's going dead.
Yeah, we
can hear you. Provoke a person and then turn around, oh, he jumped on me, blah, 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 because you done provoked it. Okay, I'll put it differently. I provoked Otis. And I had to realize that because I was young, so I was jumping all in to say, yeah, but see, I've never seen a man hit a woman. They had never hit my mom. So I just, so a brother ain't never going to put his hands on me. That's the kind of little bubble I was in until he knocked me. Then it was like, maybe I should have shut up. You know, I had to come to that agreement with me. Okay? Now, the next one that really appeased me, I didn't have to say nothing to him. I could be riding in the car and turn my head to the left and let any male pass by, and I done laid up with him. I had a relationship with him, everything, and didn't even know the person. That's domestic abuse. That's crazy.
Right. Right.
Right. It's a difference, but it comes out better when a woman is saying what he said than a male is saying what he said. That's the difference. And a lot of women are feeling this thing, you know, you hit me, so you're going to jail. You hit me. But he done put a pot up against your head. He done put a chain around your neck. But yet, you hit me? Well, then you're going to jail. She abused you, and she pushed you. Because some brothers you can push, and some brothers you can't push. That's really where it comes down to. One brother might hit you, but another brother might get in his car and leave.
The other brother is going to get in his car and leave.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to hold your ass down. I'm going to start waterboarding their ass when they hit me.
My brother said, his one was getting all his face. He would just turn around and he said, I'm getting ready to kill her, and I don't want to go to jail, so let me turn around and get my car and leave and let her cool off.
Right.
But since you have cockheads that, oh, you want to be a man? You want to jump to me like a man? Then I'm going to jump to you like a man. So it depends on the people. Not saying it's right, but it depends on the person. You should know who. My thing is now I know who's safe to jump in and who's not to. From that lesson way back, I know. You should know.
Oh, look
your
girl.
You should know.
Put your ass down. Otis said, hey, I had about enough of your mess tonight. Pow, yeah, put your ass down.
That's exactly how he said it. He's real nice. I had about enough of you now. Bam. It took a while for him to get to that. Because I was just, you know? And now I'm going to be saying, when someone is all over my face, I'm going to choke you, you know? So, that. But you have to come to the conclusion of saying, somebody, you was in the wrong in the situation. In the other relationship I was, I didn't do nothing.
Right.
But in one, I have to admit, yeah, I did push him a couple of times. I have to admit my fault in it. So.
Yeah, okay.
Just like Jerome said, well, when a woman's jumping up in your face, Jerome, really, you're supposed to get in your car, leave, or leave the room or something. You're really not supposed to jump on her because you're going to jail.
No, that's what he was saying if a woman hits you.
And if there's no mark on you and you hit her,
here we go with the marks. So, here we go with the marks again.
I'm just saying that's how the law look at.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, okay.
Right. And so if you hit a woman, trust me, even if she ain't real ghetto, the law is gonna be called. And so somebody's gonna do it.
Yep. Yes, Rich Sister.
All I know is my opinion hasn't changed from last Saturday. So he didn't
what
have
was your
to
opinion?
Apologize, and he sure shouldn't have been suspended. Like I said, everybody's responsible for their 10-second timeout.
Thank you.
Provokers, keep your mouth shut. Abusers, keep your hands down. And I don't see how it's abuse for a man and not abuse for a woman. If a woman is putting your hand on you first, hey, she's an abuser. Or as I'm concerned, why isn't that abuse when the woman is putting her hands on you first now?
It is abuse.
Abuse is abuse.
Awesome.
Yeah, and two wrongs don't make it right. Two wrongs do not make it right. Just because I hit you, J-Rowl, doesn't mean that you should hit me.
Why you got to use me as an example?
And, no, I'm just using you. And this is what I don't understand. If I'm a big, broly 260-pound man and you are 160 pounds decide to slap me in my face, I don't understand how a man, I'm not going to say real man or fake man, a man in general feels good if he slapped this lady down to the floor. How could you as a man, especially if that's your woman, how could you feel good laying in the bed next to somebody who just slapped down to the floor? Yeah, she touched you. I'm not saying that was right.
I'm not saying that was right.
I'm saying you're a man. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand the meaning of the word a man, what you're supposed to do?
I understand that.
So
but apparently you don't.
Soon as you put your hand on me, this is what I'm telling you. I don't understand how you feel comfortable. I don't understand how we are going to rock in this relationship. How do you feel comfortable with this? So that means any time, because this is how it always starts.
But how does a woman feel comfortable?
You finally say, okay, enough is enough. Now I'm going to hit you back. You slap me. Now every time we have a little disagreement, okay, this is how this relationship is going to go from here on out. That's crazy. All abusers start somewhere. They start somewhere. And this is the thing.
Oh my God!
What are you hot about? What's so shocking that I'm saying?
I can't believe. Okay, listen. Okay, first of all, you said what is so hard to understand about you're a man. Okay, well then you should know that as well. So why would you step to the only reason why you'll step to me and slap me because you know you're banking on that man saying, you know what, I'm not gonna do this to you because I know I can whoop your ass. Because let me tell you something, you're not going to step up to no female and slap the hell out of her without having your dukes up, unless you're just a bad chick. And it's like a guy. I'm not going to walk up on no dude, especially a dude that I said, man, like The Rock. I'm not going to walk up to The Rock and slap The Rock because I'm thinking, man, that dude will whoop my ass. So why would I do that? Why would you do something like that when you know what can happen? The only reason females do it is because they are relying on men to say, I'm a man, I'm not going to put my hands on you. And all Jerome was saying was, he won't do it, but he don't see anything wrong if a woman comes up and clocks a man, take her fist and pop him in his face, hey, hit her ass back. You bad enough to get in my face, you bad enough to get slapped down.
Okay. And so you agree with that. That's what you agree with. I just want to know what kind of men I'm dealing with.
Let me say this. I'll preface it by saying this. I would never, ever do it. I would never, ever hit a woman. But
why not?
Because I know I can beat her ass. There's no female on the face of this planet. Hold on, listen to me. There's no female. I don't give a damn if she's doing MMA. I don't give a damn what she does. There's no female on the face of this planet that can whoop my ass. Not one. I dare you to find one. You can't. I know this. So I'm not going to put my hands in. That's just me.
I tell you, you're a damn liar.
Go find the ass and put it on pay-per-view. I'm telling you now.
If you wouldn't do it, this is what I don't understand. If you would not do it personally, why do you support and give high fives to people who say that they would?
No, I'm not giving high fives to anybody. What I'm saying to you is this. is that if a female takes her fist and punches you square in the mouth, listen, females can knock the hell out of somebody and knock his tooth loose, break all his grill up. I wouldn't have one problem with him slapping the hell out of her ass, because there's a difference between domestic abuse and just straight up. That's a fight. When you walk up on somebody and hit them, that's a fight.
You wouldn't have a problem. You wouldn't have a problem with somebody else doing it, but you just wouldn't do it personally.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't
because,
do it. That's the choice I made.
Yeah, well, I think all
I'm just saying. Now, I would tell the guy, if I saw it, I'm like, come on, bro. Come on, man. But I can't sit here and say with a straight face that you're talking, listen, like in the military, for example.
That's kind of strange to me.
No, it's not strange at all. Listen, like in the military, for example. You know, one of the things that was a big issue in the military was female soldiers have all the privileges that male soldiers have, but the difference was is that they can get promoted. They can have all these quirks and all these things that male soldiers can have, but the difference is male soldiers can go into combat and female soldiers can't. So the guys were like, this is not fair. How is this fair? When there's a detail, we're supposed to be equal, right? When there's a detail, a work detail, they always get the guys to go because they can lift all the stuff. But yet still, females are getting promoted faster than the guys. And so nowadays, they're saying, look, females now can go into combat. I mean, come on. Right? So the difference here is, if you go square up on me like that, let me ask you this. If you walked up to a female and hit her in her mouth, what do you think she's going to do to you?
It depends on who she was.
Well, the normal female. If you walk up and hit Miss Terry in her mouth, what do you think Miss Terry is going to do?
You mean somebody in the street.
Yeah. If you got to an argument with somebody, then all of a sudden you cold clocked her, what do you think she's going to do?
I would be expecting a fight. Yes, I would be wanting
it.
Oh,
there you go.
It would be open arms. I'm wanting it.
There it is. So,
that's
whoa, whoa, whoa.
A stranger in the street.
Whoa. So you're saying if you go clock a guy, you don't expect to fight?
Is he a stranger or do I know him? If I know him, like personal beef with me and my man, if I think he's cheating or found something, I want him slapped.
Oh, well, you get your man with no, okay.
How's that different? The difference is if I found something that made me so mad to hit my man, I wouldn't be expecting a fight. I would expect that this is what happened that was wrong, and this is my punishment. I'm going to slap you in your face.
Listen.
If you ask me a question, I'm going to ask you truthfully. That's how Momo
right.
rocks. I am 100% honest with mine. Been there, done
Absolutely.
That. Ain't no shame in my game. Yes, I've
yes.
slapped many a men. Yes, I
bet
have.
You have.
Yes, I have. Yes, I slapped men that I know. I slapped men that I didn't know. Yes, I have. I have fought men before. Yes, I have. I run up into the dudes and were like, what, and they want to fight back. I've been through all that. So there's nothing to me. It's nothing. That is me. That's how I am. But I will never be in a relationship with a man like that. That's what I'm saying, though. I will never be in a relationship with a man who hits a woman. And the thing I find strange about your opinion, J. Rao, is you support something that you won't do yourself. That is strange to me. It's some kind of disconnect there.
What?
You support it. You said if you saw a woman punch a man and he punched her back, which you know is going to be probably on the floor, she's going to be on the floor in the hedges, you all right with that. Because she shouldn't have hit him.
But wait a minute. There's a lot of things that I support that I won't do. I support people jumping out of a damn helicopter. I'm not going to do it. That's just my preference.
No. That's different. You know that doesn't
no,
even sound
not
right
different.
In comparison.
What I'm telling you is that I don't, listen, would I have if I watched it would be uncomfortable for me. I remember when women first started boxing, I couldn't watch it for a while because I grew up where you just don't see stuff like that. I mean, do I watch women boxing now? Not really, but I can tolerate it. A long time ago, I couldn't watch it at all because that's just not the way, you know, it just don't look right to me. But if a female, you prove my point. If you walk up on a female and swing on her, you expect a fight. But when you walk up on a guy and hit him, You don't expect he's supposed to sit there and just let you beat his ass? Because if you hit a man hard enough and long enough, you can whoop his ass. If he,
listen,
oh,
just
baby,
said,
just go ahead and hit me.
You just said that no woman can beat your ass, and a lot of men feel
the
same.
No. No woman
sure,
can beat my ass.
I am sure.
You're right. No.
We heard you.
No woman can whoop my ass.
And you're right. There's a lot of women that would lose against a man. We all know that. That's my point.
Okay.
Why hit somebody that you know you're stronger than? What is the purpose behind that?
So here's a question for you. Why hit someone that you know can whoop your ass?
Just because I hit you doesn't mean that you can hit me back. That's not making a case. I beat her up because she hit me first. Just like this guy in the elevator. Maybe she hit him first. I don't know if he did or not. But he's knocked her out and dragged out the elevator. So that's okay. He shouldn't have got nothing wrong with him because he could have easily said she hit me first. If you look at the camera,
that's not okay. You
can probably see what if he did hit her first. What if she hit him first? So now
she did hit him first.
I didn't see it. So that's why I said what if, because I didn't see it.
She did hit him first, though.
So now,
how do you know
okay?
that, Miss Elias? How do you know
that? Because
that's what she said in the interview. She said in an interview she hit him first. Yeah, she said she hit him first in that interview.
I didn't know that.
Is it okay that he knocked her out and dragged her out of the elevator? Is that okay?
What I'm saying to you is this. I'm saying that I would never do it. But if a female walks up to a guy and clocks him, like she did. But you know what? That's different, though. Because that's a relationship, right? So I don't know. You don't know what led up to that point. He could have been kicking her ass at home. Who knows, right?
Well,
nobody
said,
knows.
According to her words, she hit him first. But Elias said
okay,
that.
Well, but we don't
so
know
now,
the lead up to that point.
Okay, is it okay that he knocked her out in the elevator and dragged her out?
Listen, Mama B, now you're comparing apples and oranges.
No, I'm just
you're comparing. We don't know that.
I'm not comparing anything. I'm asking.
Yes, you are.
No,
I'm okay,
comparing.
That is different from you walking up to a guy on the street and not swinging to hit this guy in the face.
I understand.
And if she hit him first and he hit her back, hey, I'm not going to hit anybody that I – listen, if I hit you, guy or gal, I expect retaliation. I'm not going to sit here and just go swing on you like that. It's like pulling a gun on somebody. What they tell you, Mr. Elias, you pull a gun on somebody, you better be ready to use it.
Yeah.
So you just can't walk up to somebody. You can't go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rich Sister. Were you trying to talk? Go ahead, Rich Sister.
Well, see, and I feel the same way. I'm not going to hit on, anybody unless I'm prepared to back it up. See, I don't.
So it seems like so much. Right.
Yeah, the women can think the same thing.
Yeah, I won't do it. Now that's just me. And Mr. Elias, you said you wouldn't do it either. I won't do it because first of all, I just wouldn't do it because I know I can beat her. That's just me. I won't do it. There are some guys like Miss Terry said. Hey, guess what? You know what? Guess what? Get ready. Lights out. Rock and bye, baby. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. All right, look, we have to take a break.
Line, nobody likes getting hit.
Yeah,
period.
Especially me. I don't like getting hit.
Am I going to, hit anybody for any reason?
Yeah,
the
just
good old
bam.
Additive. Unless you do under others as you want them to do under you. Do you want to get hit? Then don't hit nobody else.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't mind getting hit.
Well, we know you don't mind getting hit. That's for damn sure. We know that. You're talking like that's a news flash. That's not a news flash. We know you like getting hit. Joe pimp ass.
Play the player. Pimp the pimp.
Play the player. Pimp the pimp. We know you like getting hit with your old crazy ass. All right, look, folks. We're going to take a break. All right.
I
don't see nothing wrong. Yeah, I know you don't. You don't. I'll be like, look here, man. Look here. Like, you ready to squab? Let's squab. No problem. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to get to the QLD, the question of the day. It's the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
And it's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
I'm in need of your touch.
Yeah.
Spread your sunshine when life storms too much.
You're my flower.
You bring beautiful colors. You give me life.
You give me life.
With your light I'm free. I just wanna be. Caught in your reflection, baby, you hold the key to the secret garden you created. Love and affection, your love is perfection. Shine your light on me, I just wanna be.
Let me be your, help you grow, help you blossom when you make me shine. You can be my flower. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Let me be your flower.
You can be mine.
You are vibrant, beautiful. I got everything you need.
Oh, yeah,
baby,
yeah.
Shine your light on
you
me.
You can be
colorful,
my
fragile, delicate, wonderful. My love is pure and sweet. I just wanna be.
You can be mine.
Do you like this top?
So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say...
Say...
What?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the Jay Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the Jay Rouse Show. All right, folks, it is time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Of course, all times are central, and we always will shout out our friends and family as well. Starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it is the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Miss Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Jerome Esprit. We're talking nothing but politics and social issues. It's going to be a fun show tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. before you go to church. It's intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Of course, coming up this Wednesday, the Who's Who edition of the Jay Rouse Show, the Wednesday edition, 7:30 p.m., it is Sophia Janelle Taylor. She'll be here this Wednesday, author of the book, what is it called, Ms. Delias? God, what is that thing called? I should have it here. Bad radio host. Unfaithful Liar, that's what it is.
Unfaithful Liar.
So we need to buy that book so we can read it, because I told her I would. She said it is on Amazon. Okay. All right. That's what she's telling me. All right. Well, we'll try to get it and find it. But she'll be here on Wednesday. She'll be a great interview. She is fun. She's the second person we've had on the show twice. Tony Woods was the original guy we had on the show two times. So now she's back for a second appearance. Can't wait to talk to her. Also, on Thursday, it is the True Purpose Development Show, 7 o'clock p.m. with your very lovely Dr. Princess Aldea. I'm going to definitely say a prayer out to Dr. Princess Aldea. She called into the Ladies First Radio on her way to the OR. Her daughter had surgery, so hopefully everything is going well with her, and we'll, as soon as we get some information, we'll pass it along to you. Friday, 7 o'clock, it is Ladies First Radio, Monty LaDonna's Rich Sister and Dr. Princess Aldea. And, of course, every Saturday, it's the big show. Me, Miss Elias, Momo Beezy and the Heezy, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, Vanessa. You know, Vanessa also... sent me a message saying that she had to go to the doctor, so let's hope that she's doing well. But it's Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m., this show that you're listening to right now, every Saturday right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Momo Beezy, baby, talk to us about the explosion.
The Explosion, featuring the evolutionary Momo Beezy, is on Friday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I was unable to do a show last night because I was doing other things. But I might do a show tonight. You know, I'm on the road now, but I'll be home a little later, and I might do a show, so stay tuned. Y'all get the emails. Y'all know what's going on. And come on, because, you know, some people want to release. When you want to release and you got to release, I have no choice but to let you release. So, yeah, the Explosion may air tonight. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, because I think I like talking about this men versus women. Flat boxing, yes. Come on by.
All right, so that may be happening tonight, folks. So stay tuned for that.
I like flat
also,
boxing.
Rich Sister, baby, talk to us, girl.
Well, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts Division, there's one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. So check out my website, www.jackieacKIEAT.com. Once again, www.jackieacKIEAT.com. Check it out.
All right. And, of course, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, it is Kings in the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, DLW, the Custom Preacher Lenny Lynn, T. Spence, and Simi. Check them out from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network. And, of course, every Wednesday we are broadcasting from there as well. It's a funny show, guys. Go check it out. Plus, now, That's Entertainment comes on Wednesdays here on BTR Radio. So if you are listening to, if you have access to BTR Radio, or if you're listening from another place, just come on down, type in That's Entertainment on Google. It should take you right to Tammy Jones Gibbs Show. It's a great show. You need to listen to it. It happens on Wednesday. She'll tell us the time here in a second. But, hey, if you're on BTR, type That's Entertainment in the top right-hand corner, and it should take you straight to her show page. And, of course, we have our boy GOG. He's still doing his thing out there. Look him up. And who else? Who are, I feel like we're missing somebody.
And, wait a minute. Is Miss Terry still on the phone? Let Miss Terry talk about her fundraiser page for her daughter.
That's a good idea. You're right. And talk about Caliwood. What's going on with Caliwood?
Oh, well, if you want info about Cassandra Calloway, her radio show, whatever have you, definitely check her out on her website, www.cassandracalloway.com.
All right. And so now, Miss Terry, which is a just prestigious member of our family, we love her so much.
She is.
And you know, I adore Miss Terry. Miss Terry get on my nerves, but I still love her.
And you get
really
on my nerves.
Nah, Miss Terry don't get... Miss Terry don't get on my nerves. I love Miss Terry.
I do too, man.
Insightful woman.
You know what? I got number love for all of them, man. I really do. But Miss Terry, talk to us about what's happening with your daughter.
Well, we are doing a fundraiser for my daughter to go to Special Olympics, and we're trying to sponsor some for kids. Like I said last time, we got her signed up, but we need more money, especially for parents that, and it's going to help everybody because I know one of the coaches. And so, a lot of the kids that are going to Special Olympics live on their own. And actually, this coach goes to their home and pick them up and drives them wherever they play. She doesn't get any gas. She doesn't get anything. She just does it out of the kindness of her heart. And she coaches them. So, you know, I want to be able to give her stuff, you know, or have, like, enough to have a party for them after they finish. You know, just tricky little things. So we're doing a fundraiser. And you can go to GoFundMe and just put in the search Imani, I-M-A-N-I, Kendall, K-E-N-D-L-E, and she'll pop up, a cute little black girl with a cute little face. I changed her little picture. She did a photo shoot yesterday, so I changed her little picture. So, working it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out, folks. Let me tell you something. Also, I want to pray, you know, I mentioned the story earlier in the show about my boy. Pray for his family. I'm not going to put his name out there unless he wants me to. Tough situation that, you know, he's going through. But hopefully, maybe this time next week, I'll have some news because, like I said, I think I can get him a job. And if I can get him a job, that will make that situation a lot easier. But pray for them, though, because... You know, even though I had a situation with the young lady at Walmart earlier this morning, the bottom line is I was there on a different mission. So pray for his family, and we'll go from there, all right? 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. J. Rouse Show, Saturday edition. Like I said, folks, it's a jam-packed show, and we had so much going on that we're finally getting into the QOD thing. The question of the day. I think we're getting into the QOD. I hope that we're getting into the QID.
You're so crazy.
And the board is, Jesus, we got to do something different. All right, Mr. Ellis, if you can cue that up for me, I'd appreciate it because this is
okay,
ridiculous.
I got you.
All right, thank you. All right, so while Mr. Ellis looks for that, you got me, bro? Appreciate you. All right, listen, while he's doing that, oh, well, it's here. Thank you. All right, so the QOD, the question of the day is, if you could interview blank, what would be the first question out of your mouth? If you could interview blank, what would be the first question that you would ask that individual? So that's it, 347-850-1272, the QOD, the question of the day. If you could interview blank, what would be your first question? So, Mr. Elias, as always, we'll go to you first.
Miss Elliott,
If you could interview, ready, Ted Cruz, what would be the first question out of your mouth?
Ted Cruz.
I'm good. How you doing? You too.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I was just being cordial.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how y'all guys doing? Oh, don't mind me. I'm on a radio show, but I'm going to talk.
I'm so sorry.
Like,
I thought I
muted
it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up? Can a brother get in your show? Oh, yeah. Can a brother get in your show? Give me your number. I'll call. That ass to the mall. Take it home, let you jingle by. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, man. Why'd you do that, man?
Sorry, Mr. Elias. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Why you do that? Every time that comes up, boy, I get fired up, man. All right, Mr. Elias, so go ahead, bro. The question, my brother. If you had your interview with Ted Cruz, what would be your first question to Mr. Cruz?
My question would be to him is, you know, what gives you the right to be such an idiot? Complete idiot, man. Why are you so opposed to helping people out? That would be one of my questions. Why are you so opposed to helping people out? What's the deal with that? And you can't sit here and tell
me. So what answer do you expect?
He would probably say something. I'm not opposed. I'm just not going to give stuff away. And hell, they give stuff away to Congress all the time. Hell, they get corporate welfare all the time. You give stuff to corporate people all the time. Hell, you give away millions and billions of dollars to corporations all the time, and tax breaks and everything and incentives. So you're not opposed to giving stuff away. Why are you opposed to helping poor people? That would be my question.
Wow, that's a hell of a question, Mr. Elias. All right, so now let me ask Miss Terry, if you had an interview with Michelle Obama, what would be your first question to Michelle?
My first question, hold on.
I'm reality radio.
My
hold
first
on.
Question
right?
Michelle
my
is, answers. My first question
oh, she
to Michelle
get, oh.
don't you feel like just telling Obama, why don't you just go Chi-Town crazy on these fools out here? Why don't you just tell them how it is? Why you guys just can probably not? You know? You know what?
So your
like
first question, your question to the first lady would be, why are y'all acting so nice on these fools out here?
Yeah. See,
oh,
if
my
I was
Lord.
Her, if I was her, I'd say, you know what, baby, going out there and checking. Because I'd be tired of it by now. Me. That's why I'm not
she is.
I'd be tired of it. Everybody hates Obama. I mean, like, this is the worst treated president in the world, in history.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
Great.
And he's creating,
that's
and
my
he's creating
man.
Jobs like it's nobody's business,
out,
man.
I come out in house shoes and rolling something. This is my man you disrespected. You guys have to...
Oh, man. You talking about you getting funky with it. All right. Okay, all right, that's good. All right, so, Rich Sister, if you had an interview with Bishop Don Juan, what would be your first question to Bishop Don Juan?
You still pimping?
Rich Sister, what would be your first question if you had an interview with Bishop Don Juan? What would be your question to Bishop Don Juan?
Who you have to pay to be a bishop?
Damn.
What?
She said who you had to pay to be a bishop. Damn.
Who you have to pay to be a bishop? Hey.
Who did you have to pay? Who did you have to slide money to?
You don't have to pay anybody, right? You can... Hold on.
Be a street bishop. They don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, you don't have to pay. Hold up, do real bishops have to pay?
Because I'm thinking that's a real person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bishop Don Juan is real.
Magic Don Juan. Bishop Magic Don Juan, yes.
Oh. I see he walk out your damn interview. He just walked the hell out your interview. Tell myself, what kind of damn question is that? You don't ask me no mess like that, Gary. Thank you very much, Rich. Well,
Bishop
right, okay,
is a
all right.
He's not a preacher. He's a pimping preacher. It's a difference.
Hold up, what's the difference? Okay, whoa. Are you saying
that's
there's a difference between bishop?
To me.
Hold up. Is there a difference between a bishop and a preacher?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Bible, Richard.
It's high, it's the hierarchy of the church. A bishop is higher than a preacher, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
true, Rich sister, or do you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She said, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you know that, or did Mr. Elias just tell you that? You sound like you.
Yes, I knew that.
How is it? Okay, so a bishop is higher than a preacher.
Yes.
Don't they do the same thing?
Yeah.
No, one oversees the church and one oversees many churches. It's like a district manager of the church.
Wait a minute. You're saying a bishop has. So you're trying to tell me that Bishop T.D. Jakes has a lot of churches that he oversees?
I'm quite sure more than just the Potter's house, yeah.
Well, but do we know this for sure, though, Mr. Elias?
I'm quite sure. It's the internet. Google it. Hell.
Do they go to a different hell when they mess up?
See. Oh, that laugh.
I mean, we all
okay.
go to a different hell. Why are we using these titles?
You need a title because you're the big. I mean, you got to have a title now. You just can't be in a church without a title, Mr. Terry.
When you come up to Jesus, Jesus ain't going to want to know your title. He
how do you know
title.
What Jesus is going to want to know?
He's going to want to know your title. And he's going to know
you
how
you know?
Car you got today. He already know. He don't want to know.
All right, hold up. Why you got to bring it here? I didn't say anything. Why are you bringing it to me?
He don't want to know all that. He want to know how did you treat people? Were you a good person? Did you feed the hungry? That's what he's going to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give him $90 and $20.
Hey, but you can go to hell, Mr. Elias. To hell with you. All right. So, so now let me go to you, let me go to you, Momo B. If you had an interview with the chief of police in your city, what would be your first question to that person?
The chief of police in my city.
Yeah, you would sit down with, yeah, of your city, yeah. What would be your first question to him?
My first question would be, because this is what I really want to know, like for real. They got cameras down here. You know how in other states they have cameras on the street lights? Like, for real.
Yeah.
No, this is true talk. You have cameras on the street lights,
yes.
Just like in the Bronx. I ran many lights in the Bronx, and within 2-3 weeks, I got a ticket in the mail. That don't happen down here where I live. They got street lights. They got cameras. Yeah, they do. They got cameras everywhere. But there's no ticket never come. They never come. So, for Florida, I don't know what's going on down here, but there's a whole different reason why they got those cameras out there. It's not for traffic. I want to know what is it for. Because I done ran many lights down here, and I ain't never received no tickets for that.
Well, wait a minute.
I want to know what are those cameras for.
It doesn't count. Well, you know, they can't track you, Momo B, when you're driving a stolen vehicle. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you don't get the ticket in the mail.
I don't
drive
stolen vehicles,
you.
Boo. I don't do that. But I want to know what they, because that scares me. It really scares me. Why do you have cameras everywhere watching people? Why are you watching us? Why are you watching us?
To protect us from the criminal element, Momo B.
No, but that's not the truth. That's not the reason. Those traffic cameras are out there because they're supposed to be out there for traffic reasons. But they never flash when you go under them, like in New York, they flash. You already know you're on camera, just like that's when you stick your finger up and like, hey. But up here they flash, it'll go off. You don't get no ticket in the mail, nothing about it. However, I am smart enough to understand this. They got them cameras out there for a reason. I want to know what's the reason, because it's not for traffic.
So that would be your first question. Why do you have freaking cameras up?
Yes, that bothers me. Every day, that bothers me. Every day. That was my first question. I've been wondering this for a long time. I've been living down here for 10 years, and every day I run the red light, I wonder, why is that camera there? Why is it there? So, yes, that would be one of my first questions to the man.
To the man. That'd be one of my first questions to your ass, the man.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So, Michelle, yes, go with you one more time. If you had a chance to interview Denzel Washington, what would be your first question to Denzel?
What does it take to you to prepare to get ready for a movie?
What kind of damn question is that?
What does it take? Say you're doing it.
Like,
okay,
what does
it take you to? What did it take
like
you
what?
To get prepared to do Malcolm X? What's your process to get prepared for the different movie roles that you play?
Okay. All right. So, Miss Terry, one more, Miss Terry. If you had an opportunity to interview Jermaine Jackson, what would be your first question to Jermaine Jackson?
Yeah, you gave me that one.
What did you say?
You gave me that one.
What type of hair products do you use? What are you talking about?
How much
grease
do you use?
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, sir. I got one for you.
Yes, huh? Michelle, yes.
If you got a chance to interview T.D. Jakes, what would be your first question to ask him?
Are you my brother?
Where did you get your tan jackets at?
All right, here come all the damn jokes.
Where did you get your tan jackets at? I like yours.
Here come all the damn jokes. All right, if I had an opportunity to interview T.D. Jakes, the first thing I would ask him is, how are you a faithful servant of the Lord in producing movies? Don't you think that's a conflict of interest?
Oh, my God.
Are you in the game? Are you in the game to save souls? Are you in the game to line your pockets? That would be my question to T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
Everybody got a little. Yes. What's the
yes.
Just because he served God, he got to be poor or something? I don't understand that question. I don't understand
me
that.
Me either.
Well, I don't understand what y'all understand. How about that?
Jesus ain't poor, my friend.
Jesus ain't poor. I didn't see Jesus with no Louis Vuitton sandals on. He had on some separate sandals. What you talking about? Jesus was poor.
Jesus, no, he was not poor. What did he need a treasure for if he was poor?
Yeah.
I'll ask you that question.
See, they always use that verse, and he had no hit. Oh God!
Give me the verse, chapter, and give me the chapter. Give me all of it, Rich. Just let me talk of what they use. Is it John 3:16? Give me, bring it down.
Why did he need a treasure? Why did he need a treasure if he was poor?
Because they always use that verse where they talk about he had nowhere to rest.
What verse? What verse is it?
And that's why they think he's poor, and he's not poor.
See, okay, see, she don't even know the verse. I tell you what, I'm starting to think she's a fraud. We'll be right back after this.
WWE superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. We'll be right back.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
You know what time it is.
This Tenement Full Street Baptist Church, we call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
All right, folks, last set, J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Glad you guys are in the house. To QOD, the question of the day, if you could interview blank, what would be your first question to that individual? And so, you know, we kind of kicked that around a little bit. Now, first of all, let me say this, Mr. Elias, Mariana Music says thank you for putting the names of the songs in the thing. Mariana is one of the guests in the house. She's telling me she's guest 1420. Hello, Mariana, glad that you're back. And, you know, I'm glad that she's, I don't know how long she's been listening, but I'm glad she's back in the house.
Me too.
So once again, call us number 347-85. Yes, sir, Mr. Elias. Yes.
I'm very happy she's back, man. She's one of our favorite listeners.
I'm glad she's back because she's been gone a while. She's been gone for a minute. But here's something that we haven't done in so long, and people are always asking us about it. So why not?
Every city.
Oh yeah.
Every hood. And every block. Get on America.
Alright folks, it is time to play I Wish. Well, we gotta wish for stuff. And let me go first. I wish that I wouldn't have ran into that damn heifer at Walmart. I could have kept my money in my pocket. Mr. Elias, what do you wish for, Mr. Elias?
Okay. I wish J.S. hadn't lied to that lady about the money he had in his pocket and gave it a whole $90.
Hey,
I wish
it was
something,
man.
I wish it was something,
man. I wish.
Miss Elliott, you sorry sap sucker. Rich sister, baby, what do you wish for, girl?
I wish for Mr. Elias's wish to come true.
Hey, what was that, rich sister? What was that? What was that, rich sister? Thank you very much for here with you. All right, Miss Terry, what do you wish for, girl?
I wish I would have seen you at Walmart.
Oh, damn. Thank you. Alrighty then, Momo BZ and the Easy, what is your wish?
Yes, sir. I wish Jay Rob the best of luck in beating my ass.
Hey, you know what? See, once again, you are mixing this whole thing up, Momo B. That's just not how it works. It doesn't work.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
It doesn't work this way, Momo B. It does not work this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, J-Rod, which is my ass. Oh, damn. All right, folks. All right, we're going to set my last call coming up. And on the other side, matter of fact, before we... No, let's do it. Last call coming up on the J-Rod Show.
Changes, man. I had a lot of personal changes going on in my life. A lot of personal changes. I got married. Yep. Happily married. Got married in California. You know. Then I had to publicly come out. I had to do that. After that Prop 8, you know, fiasco in California, I had to come out. I had to say something because I was so hurt and so intense. I had to say something. Because you know what? It was like that night was crazy. Black president. Yay! Oh, Prop 8 passed. Oh, now I'm a second-class citizen. What the fuck? I was up here. Now I'm back down here. Actually, I'm lower. I drop lower, you know, because there's a black woman, at least a black woman, I could do whatever, marry whoever, but there's a gay black woman, even lower. And, you know, and I think about it, I'm like, yeah, you know what, it is harder. It's harder being gay than it is being black. It is. But there's some things that I had, there's some things that I had to do as gay that I didn't have to do as black. I didn't have to come out black. My parents down and tell them about my blackness. I didn't have to sit them down. Mom, Dad, I gotta tell y'all something. I hope you still love me. Mom, Dad, I'm black. What? What did she just say? Oh, Lord Jesus, she didn't say black, Lord. Did she say black? Mom, I'm black. Oh, no, Lord Jesus, that's black, Mom. Oh, that's black, Lord.
You pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Mm-hmm.
sitting at a bar in LAX, reading Cosmo how to have good sex, when she saw him walking through the security check. Well, she gave him a wink, said, come over here. Hey, hey, good looking, can I buy you a beer? It's like Nelly said, it's getting hot in here.
I don't wanna take my clothes off.
She said, I'm headed out to Vegas on a 747 in 35 minutes down to gate 11. If you wanna get lucky, I'll take you to heaven. He said, I got $1 million meeting up in New York City. If I ain't there, it'll be a crying pity. But something about you's too damn pretty. Whispered to him, we ain't got all night. So he reached up and turned off the overhead light. And by the time he landed, sure enough, it was more than love, but less than love. They were full-fledged members of the you-know-what club. She was dressed to the nines, drinking fine black label. He said,
I think I'm gonna cash out and buy you a diamond ring.
So they headed down the strip to the wedding chapel in a stretch limousine that was candy apple. Got married by a preacher man that looked just like the king. Yeah, they got caught up in a moment.
As we begin to wind down and wrap this whole thing up, real quick, a very happy birthday to one of our former colleagues, Kathleen Williams. It's her birthday today, Mr. Elias.
Oh, man, happy birthday, Kathleen. Happy birthday, Soror.
Yeah, so happy birthday. And, of course, once again, happy birthday to Real Deal. She checked in with us earlier. All right, so listen, just to make sure that we are clear, all right, I do not condone domestic violence, okay? There's a difference. If a man is beating up a woman, and just for GP, he's a coward, and he needs his ass kicked. If a woman run up on a dude and knock him in his mouth and beat this dude, and this dude finally turns around and slaps the hell out of her ass, I won't do it. But hey, I'd be like, hey, whatever, that's his business. Don't run up on him. Don't run up on him. But it's, so I want to make sure that everybody understands my position on this. There's a difference between domestic violence and protecting yourself. And Rich Sister, it looks like that you and I are on the same page.
What? I'm on the same page as you too, Jay. Me and you said the exact same thing.
You did?
Yes. Let me this to you.
One minute left.
A man should never hit a woman. You didn't say that, but you feel the same way. You would never hit a woman. And I feel like you feel. You, a man, should never hit a woman. I'm in agreement with that totally. Totally. That's how I feel. That's how you feel. And I know you feel that way because you wouldn't do it. So you feel that way in your heart because you would not do it. So we both cool there. Now, as far as a woman hitting a man and getting a light punched out, you'd be like, if you were just to see that. And me, I would say, I would defend her. I would. That's what I would do. So you saying you wouldn't defend her?
I would. No, I didn't say that. No. That's not what I said.
Okay,
I said it would be uncomfortable for me to watch, and I would say something to the guy.
If she
punches him, he slaps her. I'm like, whoa, man, come on, bro, that was unnecessary. Now, if he just start wailing on her, I can't have that. You know what I'm saying? Well, the moral of the story is, don't run up on nobody. If you can't beat them, don't slap them. That's my motto.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes,
maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rowell Show and the serious side of The Jay Rowell Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, once again, we are looking at a cold case. Here's a young man from Oakland, California, by the name of Hassani Campbell. He went missing August 10th, 2009, which means he would be 10 years old now. He's an African-American male. He has brown hair, brown eyes. At the time he was missing, he was 3 feet tall, 40 pounds. He was last seen, once again, August 10th, 2009, at approximately 4:15 p.m. He was last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt and gray pants. He wears braces on his ankles. If you've seen this young man, please call 911 or call 1-800-THE-LOSS. That's 1-800-THE-LOSS or 1-800-843-5678. Once again, our number is 800-843-5678. Or you can call the Oakland Police Department at area code 510-773-3333. Once again, 510-777, I should say, 3333. 510-777-3333. We pray for this young man, and we hope that his family never gives up hope, and we pray that he is found safely one day soon. If you know of anyone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and dial 347-850-1272. That's the calling number, 347-850-1272, and leave the information with whoever answers the phone. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network Facebook page, and leave or post the information there. Or you can send us an email at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejryleshowatlive.com. Or on Facebook, you can leave me a private message, J-A-Y-R-I-L. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
right, folks, glad you guys hung out with us tonight, and it's time for our final thoughts. Rich Sister, you're up first. Final thoughts.
All I got to say is we all just need to take the time to just think twice about our actions. Whether you're saying cutting words to somebody or wanting to hit someone, I mean, you really got to ask yourself where it really comes from. Because, see, I just can't help but think, with me being a woman, I'm thinking about this is supposed to be a man I love, treasure, cherish. You know, I would just do that. I would think twice before saying anything to him, much less hitting him. And once again, I just think everybody has that responsibility to do just that. Take care of y'all. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you. Mama BZ, final thoughts.
My final thought is this. I have a grown-ass son, and I raised him to the best of my ability. That included raising him to never hit a woman. I don't care what she is doing to you. I didn't stipulate that if she hit you first, you can hit her. I never said that. Never hit a woman. There was no stipulations. There was no sidebar. There was no footnote. Never hit a woman. Point blank, period. That was it. Have respect for yourself at all times, and be careful choosing a mate, because the woman you have a child with is going to be there for you, with you, and for the rest of your life, basically. So those are the three things that I told him over and over and over and over growing up. Now, everybody makes mistakes. A lot of people out here make a mistake having children with the wrong people. If you make a mistake, that's on you, bruh, because I done told you. You picked them wisely. But I'm going to tell you this. Always have respect for yourself. And if the people around you don't have respect for you, which is, would be somebody slapping him around, then you need to leave. Because the option to leave is always the best choice. You know, you can leave and have a black eye or a scratch for a day or two. But I'm going to tell you something. A 3-7 is still a 3-7. Do them years if you want to. I ain't coming up there every Saturday. I'm not doing it.
No.
Make your choice, bro. Make it.
Wow. That's some strong final thoughts there. Thank you, Momo BZ and the Easy. Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts.
My final thoughts are this. Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Hey, my final thoughts is this. Respect yourself and respect others. You have no right to put your hands on nobody, man, woman, child, or nothing. Bottom line is, if you ain't my damn mama, don't put your damn hands on me. And if I ain't your daddy, I ain't putting my hands on you. That's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. Mr. Elias, man, can we shut this damn thing down?
By all means, let's shut it down.
All righty, so for Miss Terry, for Rich Sister and Mama BZ and Naheezy and my boy Mr. L to the E to the S, I'm J. Ryle. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday. My girl in the house, Sophia Janelle Taylor Page and Henry.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.